Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to our favorite players, it comes down to one question. Can we trust you?
See, if I can't trust you, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
Who's in? Who's out? It's the Payne and Pendergast Astros Circle of Trust.
All right, let's do this. We've been anticipating this. This was the date that was set for us to do the next Circle of Trust from about the time that Jake Myers was left out of the last Circle of Trust, which is about, I don't know, probably, what it feel like, Seth? About 3 weeks ago we did this? Mm-hmm. Definitely less than a month.
It was, I think, no, it was right as we were going into May. So it was either very end of May or beginning of June, because last year Jake Myers was awesome in May.
Yeah, that's right.
But, and his numbers were pretty much identical up through May 31st as they were this year. And then he fell off of a cliff.
That was so my argument.
Exactly. And I at the time I said, you know what? I feel like he made substantive changes in his approach, his swing, all of those, and they were paying him off. So I didn't expect him to continue on at the same clip he was playing at in May, but I did feel like it was more like, no, this is the real Jake Myers. I think we're cool here.
For those who missed it, Seth put him in. I left him out. Ben Gary, our producer, who was always the tiebreaker, was swayed enough by my argument to leave him out, which doesn't happen very often. Ben oftentimes sides with Seth in these things. It was the rare unicorn of an occasion where Ben sided with me. All right, so before we get to Jake, we had the five who were in the smallest circle of trust we'd ever had at that point. Now, the Astros, since we did our last circle of trust, have been arguably the best team in baseball. Well, I'd have to go look at the record, but they've been one of the best teams in baseball since then. So it stands to reason there's going to be more people in this time than last time. But Seth, is there any reason to eject any of these people from the circle of trust? The five who were in it previously. Hunter Brown?
No.
Framber Valdez?
No.
Jeremy Pena?
No.
You sound like Rafael Devers. No. Isaac Paredes?
No.
And Josh Hader representing the bullpen at large.
Yeah, we don't go into depth and detail with
We're not going to hash out whether deserves to be in,
The bullpen is the most exalted member of the Circle of Trust right now.
Right now,
Brian Abreu, a couple little, the game always makes you a little bit nervous. But other than that, Circle of Trust for the bullpen.
Circle of Trust for the bullpen. Face of it, Josh Hader. So there we go. So those five are all still in. So this can only expand this circle of trust that we're about to do. All right, let's get right to it. Okay. This is what people have been waiting for. All right, before we get to Jake, here's Jake Myers, another three-hit game last night. I'm sure Seth has the numbers pulled up in front of him right now to let me know how Jake is doing so far in June, which I would do. Here's Jake, who had three hits last night. He's been very good. How did you feel at the plate?
Yeah, I felt good. I thought I put some good at-bats together. It was a great game by everybody, though.
Okay. Here's Jake. There's one from Jake. Yeah. Here's Jake on his thoughts
Pretty
on
exciting,
the...
exciting, man. I'm ready to go run through a brick wall.
Thoughts on the ballpark in Sacramento.
Yeah, the ball's carrying. It definitely carries. We had heard that. And it definitely carries.
Yeah, there you go. He credited the atmosphere.
Six-second answer where he told us three times.
Barometric pressure.
Three times in 6 seconds. Hey, Ben, play that again. I'm not sure if I'm gathering. Does the ball carry...
It's the ball's carrying. It definitely carries. We had heard that. It definitely carries.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? He's trying to downplay his performance, but at the same time, downplaying the performance of everybody else. Yeah.
I really
want to. Oh, yeah. You like the ballpark more than you like your actual teammates? Why don't you bring up how crappy the A's bullpen is?
I so want to put him in, but man, like, trust is a very multi-layered thing.
Oh, I like those. I like those humble answers.
He's tough boy.
This is a multi-layered thing. You hate him so much for no good reason.
I don't really,
you know why?
Yeah.
You know why you hate him?
Why do
because
I hate
he's this, because he's pure and innocent and good in a way that you never were or never will
he's
be.
He's a kid from Omaha, Nebraska, is what he is. He is the heartland of baseball. Omaha,
all right,
Nebraska.
Are you ready to hear about whether he dropped off in the month of June at all?
Sell me. Sell me on
Jake
Myers.
Well, I mean, month of May, you know, he hit 327.
Yep.
How are you going to follow that up? Well, so far in the month of June, he's hitting exactly 327.
Okay.
Let's look at it.
And it's Juneteenth. I mean, it's June 19th right now, so we're two-thirds of the way through the month. Continue.
So the OPS plus, so the average baseball player has a 100 OPS plus.
Yeah.
They standardize it.
Yep.
He was 145 in the month of May.
He's
very,
really good.
Very good. He's took a little dip, but still in a very, very respectable 130 in the month of June.
130 OPS. Now that is a convincing stat right there.
OPS plus.
OPS plus.
His OPS was 879 in May. It was it's 400 so far in June, but still, 879 and then 803.
It's
still very respectable
out.
OPS.
He
has continued his stretch of quality performances. Yes.
Yeah, boy.
For two straight months now.
Texter pointing out it was his birthday. You've got to let him in. It was his birthday yesterday.
29 years old.
Yep. 20. Okay. So for sake of comparison. And the reason I left him out in late May was because he had a 900-plus OPS in May of last year, as he did, you know, he was eight high eights this year.
Yeah.
But last year, his OPS for the rest of the season was below 600. Not
yeah,
below
he was
700.
Awful.
He was below
atrocious.
600. He was like a pitcher hitting for the rest of the year. Oh,
the
boy.
Real big, I mean, and the big difference, the only notable thing that would really elevate his OPS is that he had three home runs in May.
Yeah.
And he hasn't hit home runs in June.
Yep.
So it was, you know, there's a little bit of flukishness to that.
Sure.
The batting average, the OPS plus everything else, he's performing very, very well,
okay.
Sean.
Okay.
Very, very well.
Making an interesting case here, Seth. All right. So you make that case. You're obviously voting thumbs up on him. You voted thumbs up last time.
He had 11 RBIs in May. He's only had three so far in June. I don't blame him for that.
No. That's a
you know what? You know what? The big part of that, though, too, is, all right, so he hasn't been able to knock guys home in June, which obviously you don't have total control over that. But last year in June, he started in critical situations, he looked lost at the plate.
He did.
Hasn't been the case with him this
Putting
year.
Putting the bat on the ball this year. You know what else we haven't seen lately, Seth, is... Lately, as opposed to the beginning of the year, and this may have had as much to do with the fact that he was playing in between two amateur corner outfielders at the time, and Cam Smith in right field and Jose Altuve in left field. We haven't seen nearly as many near car crashes involving Jake in the outfield. You know, he's supposed to be the skipper out there. You know, he's supposed to be. And so there were times early in the season where I'm like, man, Jake is going to get somebody killed, maybe himself. And we haven't seen much of that lately either. I will add to this. That I got a threat in DMs on Twitter. Now, not a threat like
Lance McCullers.
No, no one's threatening my kids. But it was a threat of somebody withdrawing their listenership of Payne and Pendergast. Junior DM'd me and said, if that is your real name, by the way, Junior. He said this, if Jake is not, he did this, and like the same guy that was DMing Lance, did it late at night, possibly with alcohol involved. Mm-hmm. If Jake is not in the circle of trust, I will never listen to Payne and Pendergast again. So that has to factor in as well.
But that sometimes that might get a little reverse psychology going.
Okay.
I would tell you.
Sean Pendergast does not negotiate. All right.
If that guy's name is Junior and it's because he's Samoan and like Junior is kind of a common actual name
put him
for
in.
Samoans, just maybe heed that warning. Okay.
Okay.
Like he's yeah.
I'm taking
don't
away.
Don't make it physical. Okay.
I can
tell you from experience. Don't make it personal against a Samoan. Damn it.
I am taking away my listenership and your right arm. Those are the things I'm taking away. All right, so this is down to it.
He's going to beat you down but be incredibly polite about it.
Yes.
I'm sorry I have to do this, man, but bah!
Okay. So Seth, you make excellent points. Excellent points. Junior, you scare me a little bit. No doubt. Boy, and
I said, stop this.
I have really been this has been weighing on me for a long, long time throughout the month of June. So here's the moment of truth. Jake Myers circle of trust.
There you go.
He's in. He's in.
Boy, what a birthday for Jake Myers.
Huge birthday.
This is like Boxing Day for his birthday. It's the day after his birthday. He got all his birthday presents yesterday,
yep,
which he probably gave to charity.
Yeah.
Because unlike Sean, Jake Myers is a man who cares about doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And now today he's getting inducted into the circle
of trust.
It's a
federal holiday. Juneteenth,
yes,
and
Juneteenth.
Jake Myers Boxing Day. Yes. Yeah. Federal holiday in Canada. Yeah. In Omaha, mm-hmm, Nebraska. Yeah.
That's all. You know what? The circle is just much like the reason Juneteenth is celebrated.
Yeah.
The rest of the world got the news a month late on Jake Myers being somebody you can depend on.
Yeah.
He had to wait and wait and wait for the right thing to happen.
Oh, man. Text page weighing. There's a lot of people that are like, Sean, he better go in. All right. He better go into the circle of trust. He's in. Jake's in.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we got to do this quick, Seth. Who else is in here? Is Altuve back in the circle of trust? How about that? This was such a big topic. This Jake Myers buried is the fact that we left Altuve out, and then he went on a tear, and then he didn't go on a tear, and now he's back to hitting
after.
Again. Yeah.
He went on a tear immediately after he was ejected from
the circle of trust. Yeah. Yeah, the next day.
Well, I'll tell you what, with Altuve, I'll make it real simple.
Yeah.
So in the last 28 days...
Yeah.
355 batting average,
yeah.
1,036 OPS.
He's in.
That's pretty damn good, man.
The only argument to leave him out is that he was fueled by the last time we left him out. But we can't do that.
I'll tell you what, that is a rebound, man.
That's fun.
He's hitting since then, despite anything like in the recent memory, 355 with a 1,036 OPS.
Wow, yeah. I mean, he's been hitting 12 home runs now, man.
He got the message, Sean.
Yep.
He got the message.
He did. He did. You can credit us for that. So Jose Altuve in the circle of trust. Is Christian Walker in the circle of trust?
No, he had two errors on one play last night.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not hitting like a bum, but he's hitting like an average big leaguer.
Yeah.
And he had two errors on one play last night. He's had some flubs as a fielder. Now, I do give him credit for Framber. Framber snagged a line drive in the first, I think it was in the first inning, and just laughed at it and then had all the time in the world to almost overthrow Christian Walker at first base, and Christian Walker came down with it. That was good by Christian Walker.
Yeah.
Framber's so much fun.
I'm going to miss him when he's gone. Yeah, for sure. I think we need to make a rule on Christian Walker and Yiner Diaz that until their OPSs get up over 700, we can't even entertain talking about that.
I'm willing, since we've just settled one controversy, I'm willing to wait a little bit. The problem is Yiner was so bad early in the season that by and large you ignore the fact that he's put up good numbers. Now he does it. He's got some bad plate appearances and it's like in clutch moments at times. But the next circle of trust, it's going to be hard for me to keep him out.
I think, especially
because he is a catcher.
Yeah, I'm keeping him out for now.
Oh, okay, but we also have to. I mean, the Astros are one of the worst teams in the league at holding guys on base. But a lot of that's more because of the pitchers than the catchers.
Yeah, just Yiner and Walker are out for now. Okay, we got to rapid fire these.
Okay,
Cam Smith, circle of trust or no right now?
He's in the periphery of the circle of trust, and it's I don't want to lower the bar because he's a rookie.
I don't want to get swept up too much in two nights against the A's either.
Yeah,
you know, like he's had two really good games in a row against the A's though. you know.
Right. Yeah, so we want to just hold off on Cam. He's a rookie. He's got to earn his way in. We're not going to do like the Astros social media team and make a big deal out of something that shouldn't be made a big deal out of.
They put him in the day he made the team, yeah.
And they invited his entire family and extended family to try to squeeze into the circle of trust with him.
Is Dubon in the circle of trust right now? I mean, the numbers aren't
Brandon
great.
Walker going on the IL. Let's...
Brandon Rogers. Yeah, Brandon Rogers.
Yeah, Brandon Rogers. Sorry.
Yep.
And then Brandon Walter is. That's
we'll get to them. Yeah, we'll get to them.
No.
No, I say no too. Been good lately, but it's the circle of trust. We can't just lower the bar. All right. So, and I'm just running this past you just to make sure we cover all the bases here. Do we put any of the short timers that have been doing these spot starts in the circle of trust quite yet? I mean, Brandon Walter has been amazing for his three starts, but it is only three starts so far.
No, I don't. Those guys need
Colton
at least
Gordon,
one more month.
Gusto,
it's too much for just. This is the opposite of when we put Altuve in the circle of trust and he responds. It happened with
left
Bregman
him out,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are guys that are capable of responding in the moment. With these guys, I feel like you're giving them too much credit, and there's a really good chance that if we put them in the circle of trust, they're going to let up 12 runs in one inning.
We are simpatico on this. Okay, good. So the new circle of trust, only adding two. Only adding two, but I think we've got more that are kind of converging on it now. You know, I feel like if the Astros keep playing well and these guys we just named keep playing the way they are, we're back to those old days of the double-digit number of guys in the circle of trust. But for now, the circle of trust, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Jeremy Pena, Isak Paredes, Josh Hader and the Haterettes, Jake Myers, and Jose Altuve is back in. So we have a seven-entity circle of trust. That feels about right. I think that feels about right. All right, good stuff. We did it. We'll do another one sometime down the road here in the next few weeks. We'll definitely do one more before the All-Star break, for sure. Circle of trust. All right, continuing on, rolling on here in the 7 o'clock hour. LeBron James went Southern Belle yesterday with Steve Nash on ring culture in the NBA. LeBron, man... LeBron, you got to hear what LeBron had to say. LeBron, where did this ring culture come from? I've got the audio to tell you, LeBron, and we'll do that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.